family, thank you so much for calling this morning, and please join me, family, as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and our souls bless you, Lord. We remember your benefits. You who forgives all of our sins, you who heals all our diseases, you who redeems our life from destruction, you who crowns us with loving kindness and compassion, you who satisfies our old age with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We thank you for our mother eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. Super Fantastic, P.K. Roberts. We thank you for the master's call that they said yes to have. We praise you for our Artist Life International Company and the entire Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the kings of artists and every artist distributor, business owner, and customer. We thank you for the body of Christ and for our Master's Call family, every listener and speaker. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Open up our spiritual ears and our spiritual hearts to receive your message that you have in store for each and every one of us today. We thank you for filling us with your fruit and blessing us so that we can extend your love to others around us. For your kingdom, your power, and your glory forever. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Master's Call family, again, I am Rebecca Thomas, and it is a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this Be Quick to Hear, Slow to Speak, Slow in Anger Monday. Heavenly Prayer General, are you here?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Thank you so much. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, God bless you. And Minister Gracie, I hear her in the background. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We're so thankful that God has given us this day, the day that he has made for all of us to come together and rejoice in him. And thank you for that tag. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger Monday. Amen. So appropriate in this day and in this time. Good morning, TMC family. I'm going to say prayer warriors. Well, we're so glad to have you on the call this morning. This is Brenda Terrell here in Mississippi on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Rebecca, say welcome, welcome, welcome. And if this is your first time, you are in for a blessing. We're here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we call it our telecommunications sanctuary. Now, let me give you a little briefing on what we're all about. Back on October 25, on the 25th of October in 2010, two anointed and appointed women of God got together and said yes to the Lord. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And we're so blessed that they came together and said yes to the Lord. So here we are embarking upon 6 years to be blessed through this ministry. Now, the call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family and friends, your coworkers, who all you associate with, your neighbors, and tell them to come aboard with us and join us. They will definitely get a blessing each and every Monday through Friday morning. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all the messages, believe it or not, have been archived on that site, and you can always go there. There's a buffet of messages where you can get a word from the Lord there, and you'll see the bios of our speakers. Now, what I really love is that we have a theme this year, and we're definitely, it just, I guess what you're saying, being enwrapped in that theme that the Lord had given Dr. Vanessa, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So we're so thankful that God sees fit to use each and every one of us in his own special way. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did so graciously, and you may even want to be a host, which is what I'm doing right now, then again, you just may have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, we also take your prayer requests and praise reports. Please send your information because we definitely want to pray with you and rejoice with you. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, we also on Fridays take verbally your prayer requests and praise reports as well right at the end of the first half of the prayer call. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal company called Artist Life. And we're so thankful to God that we are not only in America but around the world are helping people to get healthy again. Now, if you don't know anything about these awesome products, get with the person that invited you on this call. Or then again, you can even get on the Morning Motivational Call, which we have right after this call every Monday through Friday. It's the new Morning Motivational Call, and you get vital information on what our company is doing. And today is Inspirational Monday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617 pound, 294-617 pound, and you would definitely get some great information about what we're doing. Now, listen, I've checked, and you still have time because all roads are leading to Miami, Florida. They're going to have a powerful, powerful conference there. That's October 21st through the 23rd, and you definitely want to be in the place. The tickets, guess what? The tickets are supposed to be going up today. You've got time. I've checked. It's only $99. So go to events.artistlife.com and get your tickets right now, today, while you have time, before the office opens up, because it's supposed to go up. The price is supposed to go up, but you have time to get that $99 ticket today. And guess what? The Marriott is also honored and so graciously thought of all of us to be able to get rooms for only $89 a night. So get your tickets and get your rooms reserved because that is definitely a blessing from the Lord. Now, if you are ready like I am, we are ready to hear from the Lord. And we have a wonderful, wonderful minister of the Lord who so graciously gives us a word, a powerful word, each time she shows up. And that is none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996, and she was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received her Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently working on her Ph.D. She's a blessed woman of God who's has a ministry at the New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus. Okay, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, and that's none other than our very own Christopher. Okay, we claim him too. So he is a graduate from Central College in Danville, Kentucky, but now he is progressing on to get his master's, and I know we all are so proud of Christopher. He is such a wonderful blessing to the masses, and I know he's a blessing to his mother. Now, Kai is an artist distributor, and she's looking forward to whatever God has laid on her heart to do, and she believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God, and she also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in all of our lives. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own woman of God, friend, mother, I tell you, a powerful worker, because she's diligently working on her job as well. And I thank God that she is a powerful minister who delivers his word, none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you so much, our beautiful Mississippi Queen, and our prayer general, for that amazing introduction. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Of course, I always want to give thanks to the two women of God whose obedience and whose yes founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and giving the ultimate thanks and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who without him, where would we be? Now, I was having a conversation with our prayer general, I guess a week and a half ago or something around there, and she was telling me about worship while distracted. And then she came and brought the word last Monday about worshiping while distracted. And it just, you know, when she mentioned that, I said to her in no uncertain terms, "Ooh, girl, that can preach." And she just started laughing. And she was, and it's funny how God does things. He just opens up a door, and then he takes it somewhere else. So today's topic is going to be, don't let your ministry be your distraction. And people, I know when I said, "What? Lord, our ministry comes from you." He said, "Yes, but we can get so involved into doing what we think we should be doing instead of doing what he told us to do." So again, don't allow your ministry to be your distraction. So if you would, turn with me to Luke 10, 38 through 42. And this is coming from the English Standard Version. "Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, are you anxious and troubled about many things? But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Don't let your ministry be your distraction. See, Martha was all about service. She invited Jesus to the house. She wanted to make sure that he had a good meal. She wanted to make sure that, you know, he was comfortable. And that, so she went around being busy and distracted. But Mary sat at the feet of the master to soak up all that he had to say. And then Martha got upset because Mary wasn't helping her. And you have to think about that. You have to sit back and take a minute and say, well, somebody had to fix the food, and somebody had to prepare the stuff, and somebody had to do this and do that and make sure they were comfortable and bring them stuff to drink and make sure they had water and stuff to wash up with before the meal. But do we allow our ministries to make us utilize movement just for the sake of movement? Are we allowing the things that God has given us to do to overwhelm us and distract from that time we spend with him? So instead of sitting at the feet of the master, are we then instead moving around to make stuff happen? Let me give you an example. So say your ministry is the ministry of service, where you go out and help the homeless and feed the homeless, and you just continually do this every day, and you just continue in motion. But when are you taking that time to sit at the feet of the Master to refill, to recharge your battery? When was the last time you've plugged into the source so that when you are out ministering, you aren't ministering in and of yourself, but you are ministering that what God gave you? Well, if you're not sitting down at his feet, if you're not spending time in his word, if you're not spending time in prayer and recharging your battery, then what are you ministering based on? Let's make this even real, since we're all artist distributors. So if you are constantly going out just trying to gain a client, just trying to bring people into the business, are you really meeting the needs of the people who you've already brought in, the clients you already have? Are you serving them as God has instructed or ordered you to do? Or are you just pursuing the dollar? Is your artist business a ministry or is it a moneymaker? Are you doing what God told you to do in promoting your business? Are you sitting down at his feet, attaching and learning and soaking up those things he desires you to soak up, or are you chasing the dollar? Do not allow your ministry to become a distraction from your relationship with God. The word tells us very clearly, seek ye first, not second, not when you get to it, not eventually. The word is very clear when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So we need to make sure that we have things in the right order. And our relationship with God and with Jesus has to come before our ministry. See, because you can't really be ministering to the hearts and minds of the people of God if you aren't working on your relationship with him. You can be out doing things and you can still be serving, but is that service a distraction from what God is really calling you to? See, Martha made a choice. She decided that it was more important to fix the meal and be in service than it was to sit at the feet of the Master and soak up all that he was trying to give us. She made a choice that her service was more important than his teaching. She had to be busy. See, Martha was a doer. She was always in motion. That is who she was. But she missed an opportunity of sitting at the Master's feet and absorbing all that he had to say. Now, do not misunderstand me. Service is never a bad thing. But don't allow your service to cause you to forsake your relationship with God. Sometimes you've got to turn off the TV, put down the mystery novel, let Empire and Law and Order and Political News, let me throw myself in there. You got to let that stuff go. And you've got to make sure that you are working on the most important thing. And that first thing is that relationship with God. Martha wanted to make sure that Jesus was comfortable and that he had a good meal and that all of his physical needs were met, so much so that she forsook her spiritual needs to be in service to those around her. And again, service and ministry are not bad things. I'm not trying to make them out to be. But when we forsake our relationship, when we put them above, when we exalt them above God, then it becomes a problem. So I just want you to take a minute and just think about, what are you allowing? What part of your ministry or your service to others are you allowing to come before your relationship with God? Are you allowing your relationship with your children to take you out of relationship with God? And look, I've been there. I know I've been in that place where Christopher was first. So it's not something that, you know, I can say, oh, no, I've never done that. There was a time period where Christopher was my God. And my ministry to him was more important than my relationship with God. But God showed me, and I corrected that. There was a time, let's just be real, where my job was more important than my relationship, where I was spending 70 hours a week at work and 5 minutes each morning praying. There's something wrong with that picture. Or where I was spending 20 hours doing church work and 15 minutes a day reading my Bible. There was some imbalance in my life. And so I had to do the things that were necessary to regain the right order. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, if we really take a minute to ask ourselves those hard questions, to do that spiritual health check, are we really allowing that which God has given us to minister to become more important than sitting at his feet, than learning from him, than spending time in prayer and meditation? Are we truly listening to what God has to say to us, or are we too busy doing stuff? I want to read Luke 10, 38 through 42 to you again. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she said, and she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. Okay, how many times do we tell Jesus what to do or the way we want it done? So Martha said to Jesus, tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Are we really serving God in our ministry, or are we more concerned about what it looks like and that we're busy and that we're active and that people see us serving others? See, Mary chose wisely. It was more important for her to sit at the feet of the Master than it was to make sure he was comfortable and serve him. See, she knew that Jesus had more to give her. And so she wanted to be in the right place at the right time to receive that which he had for her. And Martha was more concerned about being busy and service and anxious about many things that had her distracted from being in the presence of the Master, sitting at his feet. Do not allow your ministry to become a distraction from your relationship with God. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Ms.
ma'am.
Mr. Kai. All right. Yes, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that powerful message, and it is definitely on time. Been there many times. Thank you to remind us that we need not put our ministry before God himself. Oh, that's so powerful. And it reminds me of that tag Minister Rebecca gave us. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Praise God. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we so thank you. Oh, we say hallelujah to your holy and righteous name, oh God, because truly you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who so profoundly brought us the message and reminded us, oh God, that we need not put our ministry before you, Lord God, that we should spend our time honoring and glorifying and listening to what the Spirit has to speak to us, each and every one of us, every day of our lives, that you, oh God, are truly glorified in all that we say and do. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God who have put herself, Lord, in a place, Lord, and been so transparent to let us know, Lord, that how easy it is to put other things before you. But, Father, we say, first of all, wash us with the blood of Jesus. Forgive us for all our unrighteousness. And we thank you, Lord, for restoring to us the joy of your salvation. Lord, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to bless their going out, bless their coming in, bless their families and all that concerns them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for filling the cups like never before to overflows. And Lord God, we ask the same on this woman of God who gave us this message. Fill her cup till it overflows like never before. We thank you, Lord, for every individual on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for all those that are going through bereavement times, Lord God, but you are the great comforter. Put your arms around them, oh God, and let them know that you never left them nor forsake them. We thank you, Father, for those that you're healing at this very hour. We call every sick person that we know and those that are on this call that know others that are sick, Lord God, we claim them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for Artists International and Artists Life, Lord God, for the conference. We know that you will pour yourself mightily, Lord God, because you said if we ask, you give to us, Lord God. So we're asking, Father, for your anointing to be upon the conference, those that are preparing, Lord God, those that are attending, and those that have a desire to attend. Fill them, Lord God, and make the way straight, Father, that they will attend and receive what you have for them. We thank you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this was such a powerful message, and I know you don't want to only hear it for yourself, but share it with someone else. And for them to hear that call, this message is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the $99 ticket is still out there, so go in events.artistlife.com and get your tickets for $99 right now. And also, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next, and it is the Inspirational Monday. That number is 641-715-3800. It's 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND. We're so thankful that you all have joined us this morning. Look forward to hearing your voice in the morning. And thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone. And Minister Gracie, thank you. And also thank you, Minister Kai, for such a profound and on-time message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, Minister Brenda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, and that we ask that as we leave this call, but never your presence, you allow us, you help us not to allow our ministry to become a distraction from our relationship with you. Lord, we want to seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and we know that you will take care of all the rest of the things that we need in our lives. So, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, and we seal it in the precious blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.